It's night, dark and cold. I walk in the city alone in the crowd.
Islamic laws.
Every street, every store is filled with colors and smiles as before. I know clouds are hidden behind these faces. Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats in chanty whisper. I say, why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. And we would like to actually express our condolences and sorrow and sadness for the martyrdom of, the master of the martyrs, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, peace be upon him. We're going to talk about some of the Islamic laws regarding the mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein, or in commemoration of his martyrdom. And also Arba'in. Well, before that, let's take a listen to a short biography of Ayatollah Khamenei, and we'll be back. Don't go away. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasis, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that. Sheikh Javid, since we are talking about the Arba'in pilgrimage and such occasions in commemoration of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him,
Let me ask you this question, because this is a very indecent and an inappropriate scene to look at. Sometimes we see that some of the people who use, you know, or eat, for example, from the cups and bowls during such processions. And in some cities, when people offer food, for example, in the commemoration of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, and they litter away the cups, especially the disposable cups.
Sure.
And knowing that these are made of plastic and are very bad for the environment, and they are not this basically analyzed and decomposed.
Sure.
Like for some people, some scientists say that for like a period of 500 years, you know. So this is a very bad scene to look at, you know. So what is the Sharia's law the status, the religious or Islamic law about this, of throwing disposable cups away into the streets, of course?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, it is, first of all, speaking from a hygienic perspective, it is important for the Iraqi government and for the municipality to make an arrangement to allow to put dustbins or garbage, you know,
garbage cans, yeah,
cans everywhere, so that pilgrims may throw their disposable cups or bowls or containers into these cans.
Yes.
Of course, when there is no place, when there is no such arrangement, the pilgrims who do not like to do this, they will end up throwing their cups and things like that onto the streets or wherever they just leave these things at the roadsides and different places wherever. And so we see that the streets end up getting littered with these things. And of course, for a foreigner who comes from, let's say, from Europe, from other countries, from the rich nations, such scenes are disgusting. They don't like things like this to happen in cities, in sacred cities like Karbala and Najaf. Of course, they like to see these cities very clean and very beautiful, but you know, the government does not have the necessary infrastructure or any mechanism for collecting the garbage and things like this on time. And so during the Arbaeen procession or season, we see that millions of people, and 20 million as far as we know, gather in Karbala. And imagine 20 bowls, 20 million bowls, 20 million cans or something thrown onto the garbage. The government becomes incapacitated in terms of collecting these things. So I think it's necessary for the people themselves and for the Iraqis, for the people, for the residents of the city to cooperate and to work together to remove the litter from the street, to keep the streets clean and to make it a happy experience, not only for themselves, but also for the people who come from other countries to visit the Holy Shrine of Karbala, to see the city as beautiful as they possibly can.
Yes. Shaykh, you gave us the hygienic perspective, right? But I asked you for the Sharia law and the legal status regarding this. And we also see that the infrastructure has already been established in some countries.
Yes.
The garbage cans are there, close to or quite next to, in fact, the, you know, Mabakib, for example, all right? Or the places where the foods are handed out to people. But unfortunately, we see that still some of the pilgrims do not really take good notice of this, and they still throw away and litter away their disposable cups.
Of course, for those people who deliberately and on purpose throw their cups and containers or disposable cups and bowls onto the streets, despite the fact that there are garbage cans and there are dustbins around and they can use them, it is not religiously, and from speaking from a Sharia perspective, to litter the streets, to yes. make them dingy, especially in this hot season,
yeah.
where health risks are highly, you know, too high,
yeah.
and there people might get get
injured,
poisoned,
because
injured.
Some of these plastics could be turned into microplastics
sure.
When they are crushed into many pieces,
you're right.
and they hover in the air when even a small stream of air. Like blows, right? And it might, get into the eyes and ears of people.
You're
and
right.
they cause trouble in that scenario, you know? And sometimes they get into the water and then this
of
water is
contaminated.
Drunk. Yeah. And we know that the scientists have found lots of microplastics in the stomach of people.
You're right.
So they come again back to the recycle of life, basically.
You're right.
All right. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
I work in the night with millions of stars. Your eyes pull me to you. Who are you? I walk in the day with millions of angels. I see you in all these faces. Who are you? One step I fade away, the next step I'm born again. You're flowing in my veins. Who are you? Wherever I get tired, you call. For a need, whenever I get thirsty, you start to melt and say to me, desire, desire, drink some water, desire, desire, drink, desire, desire.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Mohammed Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about the commemoration of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom and also the Arba'in pilgrimage. Sheikh Javid, there are some pilgrims who eat a few spoons from one food, just a small portion of the food which is given out as, let's say a vow or something. They offer in commemoration of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. And then throw the whole food, the entire food, the unused portion of the food, in fact, into the garbage can. Seeing that it is not tasty, for example, they don't find it tasty, so they take food from another makeshift station or mawakib. Is it basically permissible to do so?
Well, Islam is highly opposed to wastefulness and to
extravagance.
Yeah, extravagance. And it's not permissible for a pilgrim to, you know, throw away food when it can be consumed by other people.
Right.
And, of course, we see that there are a lot of makeshift, stations all along the road. From the border to the holy city of Karbala, and from in different Iraqi cities, there are makeshift stations, houses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The people are very generous, and of course, the generosity of the Iraqis during Arba'in season is of course unprecedented, and they know you can find nowhere people as generous as the Iraqis
yeah,
when it comes to
exactly.
Giving food to the pilgrims of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. They are generous, but we should not waste food.
Mm-hmm.
We should, if we are not, we don't have the appetite for food, let's allow the food to be consumed by other pilgrims.
Right.
And it's haram to waste the food and to act extravagantly.
I see. And thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, for your nice answers and comments. And we, thank our dear listeners, too, actually, for joining us for this program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Every breath that you did take, every step that you
who would make purpose and guidance it gave mankind's heart it reawaked. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hossein planned to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hossein plan to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Guide, you would be in place of Rasul to restore the sacred bridge. Light, you would radiate in the dark and continue the message. When you passed through arid sand, met foreigners.